the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Have you ever noticed how sometimes just a single trailer clip, maybe even one tiny moment, can just explode online? It seems to capture everyone's attention almost instantly. It starts this huge global chat. It's wild how fast that buzz can spread.
Well, today on The Deep Dive, that's exactly what we're getting into. We're looking at the really highly anticipated acting debut of Maria Becerra, the Argentine singer. And specifically, there's this one scene in a new Netflix series that's just set the internet completely alight. We've gathered a bunch of sources that really lay out how this whole thing started. And yeah, we're going to unpack it all for you.
Yeah, and our mission really is to go beyond just, you know, what happened. We want to dig into why it starts such a massive reaction. We'll look at the series itself, the context, the celebs involved, and maybe what this tells us about where streaming is heading.
Okay, let's dive in then. So Maria Becerra, obviously already a huge name in music, right? A massive pop star. But now she's making this pretty surprising jump into acting. And the moment that caused all the fuss, our sources call it a candente gesto, which basically means like a passionate scene, a heated gesture, and it involves a kiss with another woman right there in the trailer.
Exactly. And the context, like you said, it's layered. This isn't some standalone thing. It's from the trailer for En El Barrio. That's a new spinoff from El Marginal, which, as you know, was a huge, really gritty Argentine hit series. And, you know, adding fuel to the fire, the other actress is Valentina Zaneri. People might know her from Elite. So she already brings this expectation of, well, intense drama. That chemistry is definitely part of the story here.
Right. And the sources, they really paint a picture of the immediate fallout. That trailer drops and boom, viral in minutes, a top trend everywhere. The reaction was just explosive. Memes, GIFs, people praising it. And suddenly everyone's talking about what they're calling one of the most commented couples of streaming.
Mm-hmm. And this kind of viral moment, it's not just about, you know, a shocking scene anymore. It feels like maybe a calculated move by platforms like Netflix.
Yeah.
They're not just marketing in the old ways. They use these specific, sometimes provocative little snippets, like Easter eggs almost, in the trailers. It gets people talking, sharing, basically turns the audience into this, like, unpaid marketing force. It's clever.
Yeah. Grassroots buzz.
Exactly. It creates what the source is called a true battle of hashtags, just total online saturation.
And Becerra herself, how did she take all this attention for her acting start? Well, she seemed pretty excited about it, shared the trailer on her socials, you know, lots of fire emojis, heart emojis, clearly thrilled with how people were reacting. Okay, but a viral moment, however big, it's just the hook, right? What about the actual series in El Barrio? The thing that started it all. It's created by Sebastian Ortega, and it basically takes that intense El Marginal world and shifts it to a totally new setting, a women's prison called La Quebrada.
Right. And that new setting immediately makes you wonder, okay, what themes are they going to explore here? En El Barrio looks set to really delve into the connections, the conflicts, the resilience of women living without freedom in this very tough environment.
And smack bang in the middle of that is the dynamic we were talking about, that intense chemistry they mentioned between Becerra's character and Zenere's.
Yeah.
And that kiss in the trailer, well, it's already sparked a ton of speculation and fan theories way before episode one even drops.
Definitely. And it's worth noting the rest of the cast, too. You've got people like Anna Garibaldi, Rita Cortese involved, serious actors. Their presence suggests they're really aiming for some powerful emotional depth in the series. It won't just be about the buzz.
Yeah, the whole setup for En El Barrio sounds really compelling. They promise stories full of tension, broken loyalties, and desire. Sounds like it could be a pretty gripping viewing.
And the good news is, you don't have to wait too much longer. Netflix has confirmed the release date, August 14th. So yeah, mark your calendars for that one.
So, okay, we've seen how one scene can just ripple outwards. But maybe stepping back a bit, what does this whole thing tell us about the bigger picture? About entertainment now, especially with giants like Netflix. What does it say about their power to generate that global buzz, not just with shows people expect, but like through surprising casting or, yeah, even controversial little trailer moments?
Well, it definitely puts this Becerra debut into a bigger strategy, I think. You see Netflix doing this consistently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pushing boundaries to get people talking. Like, they collaborate with NASA, making space cool and accessible. Or they back shows like Angela, which tackles tough issues like gender violence and finds a huge audience, say, in Ecuador. This viral moment with Becerra kind of fits that pattern.
using unexpected angles, celebrity power.
Celebrity crossovers, yeah.
Exactly, to grab massive attention. And it works. I mean, some sources even mentioned Netflix having global outages recently, but they still dominate the conversation. Their reach is just huge.
That's a really interesting point. It shows how these crossovers, a singer becoming an actor on a huge platform, are becoming, well, a really significant strategy. The lines are blurring, aren't they, between music, movies, streaming, and it creates these new ways for fans to get involved, and it definitely makes a cultural splash. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of excitement around Maria Becerra's debut in En el Barro. August 14th, you said?
August 14th, yeah.
Sounds like one to watch.
It does, and it leaves you thinking, doesn't it? What does it really mean for, like, art, celebrity, storytelling, when just one scene, just a glimpse in a trailer, can become this global thing before anyone's seen the whole story?
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about, I don't know, our collective curiosity, the power of suggestion? And maybe what pressure does that put on creators to actually deliver on that instant hype?
That's a great question to end on. It really shows the amazing power of just one single moment to spark a conversation heard around the world.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.